AM 910 WJCW, Carl and Rebecca, 720 on this Wednesday morning. It is Thanksgiving Eve. Every Wednesday we check in around this time with the folks from the town of Jonesboro who sponsor this portion of the program. Joining us this morning, Nora Davis. And good morning, Nora. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing just fine. Thank you. Big happenings coming up this weekend as Christmas in Old Jonesboro is going to be kicking off. It's a yearly sort of celebration that folks look forward to all year long. Tell us what's going to be happening, Nora.
Yeah, so every Saturday for the next four Saturdays, we have the Christmas in Old Jonesboro series happening from 11 to 3. And then this Saturday, we have Whoville Christmas. And it's also Small Business Saturday as well.
Now, how is Jonesboro? I know they always come out hammer and tongs for small business. Tying it in with this has got to be a natural combination, though. How many stores are there in Jonesboro that are going to be observing the Small Business Saturday this Saturday?
Close to 30.
Wow. Okay. So up and down the street, most everybody going to be involved with this as well, too. And I'm sure in each of those establishments, they're going to have very special holiday pricing as well as offerings, too.
Yes, absolutely. And then also in the evening at 6 o'clock, we have the lighting of the Christmas tree ceremony.
Okay, now that'll be Saturday evening, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that is always really kind of one of the highlights there. Tell us some of the activities around the lighting that are going to be available as folks gather for that.
Yeah, so we'll have music and we'll also have storytelling. And then leading up to that, then we'll turn on the holiday lights on the Christmas tree.
Wow, I tell you, it's going to be an exciting time, too. Children of all ages will definitely appreciate that. There's no doubt about it, too. So with that, to kick off the season, you say the following four Saturdays, Saturdays through December are going to be also themed toward Christmas in Jonesboro. So do you have special activities on those other Saturdays coming up?
Yeah, so on December 3rd, we have Dog on Christmas, so people can bring their dogs downtown to take photos with Santa.
Ah, yes. Will Santa deliver dog food if properly asked?
Yeah, and then on December 10th, we have Santa's Christmas Village, and that's more like kid-oriented. We have, like, crafts and games throughout downtown, but it starts at the visitor center.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Anything else in December on a special Saturday coming up?
The parade is on the 10th in the evening at 6 o'clock.
Okay. We'll find out more about that as we get closer to it. So there you go. That's what's happening in Christmas in Old Jonesboro, kicking off this weekend. Lots and lots of activities taking place in Tennessee's oldest town, first town, if you would. We call it that anyway. Nora Davis, who handles a lot of the communications activities for the town of Jonesboro, joining us this morning. Nora, thanks so much for your contribution here, letting us know what's going to be going on this weekend and subsequent Saturdays as well. And you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you again soon, I hope, okay?
Hey, thank you.